All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Taf Dalet, 404 Taf Dalet. So the three paragraphs are from the bottom. Hadam Tzarech Ladas. Remember, again, we're still focusing a little bit here on the Mashal of Rabbi Nachman about the king coronating his son. So the Mechaber says as follows. So Adam Tzarech Ladas, a person has to know, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Sameach Becha. The Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with you. Hu Sameach Becha Kasher Ata Melech Kishyesh Lecha Atzlacha. He's happy for you and happy with you when you are a king. And the definition of being a king is when you are successful in life. Hu Sameach Becha Gam Acharei She'ata Yor Min Amlucha. And he's also besimcha with you, even when you fall from the monarchy, even when you fail. Tainu She'nechshalta. Aval Ach V'ra Kasher Ata Nishar Besimcha. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only remains happy with me when I remain in a state of simcha, despite my falling and my failing. Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohev Oso. Now, again, that's the part, by the way, we haven't fully understood what that means. What does it mean that I'm supposed to remain besimcha even after I fail? So we're gonna explain that today a bit more. Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu Ohev Oso Oso Echad Shenishar B'Simcha Gam Acharei Shenichshal. So here's the question: why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me even after I fail, as long as I remain in a state of simcha? What is it about remaining in a state of happiness, in a state of joy, in a state of simcha, that allows me to be lovable by Kadosh Baruch Hu despite the fact that I've just suffered a profound failure? What does that mean? So he says, Kizemara Oso, this is amazing. Kizemara Sha Osa Echad Munach Ala Karka Umakires Mekomo. Because it will say, if I'm able to remain besimcha, even in the aftermath of profound failure, what that shows is that I am, listen to his wording over here, Munach Ala Karka, I have both feet on the ground, Umakires Mekomo, and I know my place. I don't think that I'm a tzaddik or someone absolutely righteous. I recognize that at the end of the day, I am just a person who makes mistakes. Therefore, I know that I will stumble. I know that I will fail. Let's read these lines. Adraba, kashehu matzliach. So you know, just the opposite. When I'm successful in life, hu nifam mechasto yisbarach umirachal hamirubim. I'm overwhelmed by the incredible chesed of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which has now culminated in my life success. Shemashpi alav ruchanis velokus. This is actually an amazing insight. What the Mechaber says as follows: when I fail, if I end up beating myself up and I end up wallowing in a pit of self-pity and I can't get over it, amazingly enough, you see, that's gaiva. That's gaiva. That's arrogance. Because if a person can't get over, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe you did this. Why? Do you think that you're above sin? Do you think that you're above falling, that you're above failure? So when a person constantly beats themselves up, to a certain degree, what the Mechaber suggests is that it's a manifestation of gaiva. It's a manifestation of arrogance. Why would I fail? Why would I suffer some kind of setback? I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. As opposed to when a person has humility, they recognize, I failed, okay, I have to fix this, I have to own it, I have to refine myself, I have to lift myself up. But this is par for the course. This is the way that it works. Zohi derech hachayim. This is the derech of life. This is the way that it is. There are peaks, there are valleys, there are accomplishments, there are setbacks. But this is part of the fabric of existence. Now my job is to learn from this experience, pick myself up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing me ultimately again what my weakness is and showing me what I have to work on, and now I have to move forward. A person like that, Rabosai, who has this type of humility, who recognizes that failure is par for the course, and recognizes that failure gives me the opportunity to build myself back up and make myself stronger, a person like that is able to remain besimcha, even in the aftermath of profound failure. If I'm a balgaiva, if I'm arrogant, I can't find simcha in the aftermath of failure because I'm so consumed with blaming myself and beating myself up. Because how could I? I'm so great. How could I have committed some type of mistake? A person like that loses their simcha. A person who is humble and recognizes, I sinned because I am a frail human being with many weaknesses and many deficiencies. Now God is showing me through this sin what I have to work on, and I'm going to redouble my efforts to become even better. Not perfect, but become even better. A person like that has the ability to remain besimcha, even in the aftermath of life failure. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So when we say that Hashem wants me to go ahead and remain in a constant state of simcha, even in the aftermath of failure, what that really means is God wants me to be humble enough to recognize the limitations of my own humanity, to embrace the limitations of my own humanity. In the aftermath of failure, all he wants is one thing: find the courage to own it, recognize it, understand what areas now I have to work on, and redouble my efforts to become better. That's what it means to remain in a state of simcha. He goes on, he says, Hashem Yisbarach wrote to Lahamlich as Banav Beno B'chayev. The Ribbon Hashem, like the king in the Mashal, wants to go ahead and coronate his son during his life. In other words, the Ribbon Hashem Olam wants to hand over the monarchy to me, which is another way of saying he wants me to be successful. Who wrote as Sha'adam Yetzliach B'masov B'kocho Shalav B'Shabashamayim. He wants that ultimately, again, a person will be successful, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'll recognize the strength that God has given him in order to be successful. He says, Aval Mahu HaSimen Sha'adam Ra'i L'Meluch HaZu. But what's the simen, what's the sign that a person is fit, so to speak, for the monarchy, that a person is fit for the success that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to confer upon them? Rak, page Tafhei, Rak Imhu Mesugal Le'Reid Mimena. Sirebo say, the true litmus test of a person is not how you handle success. The true litmus test of a person is how you handle failure. What happened? You know, I would say everybody's great when the kingdom is handed to them. The shaila is when the kingdom is taken away from you. What do you do? What do you do? How do you react? How do you behave? What's your state of mind? My Gora Bo says that even when the kingdom is taken away, even when the opportunities are gone, even when I fall, even when I fail, my job as a Jew is not to fall into the grip or the grasp of sadness. My goal is to keep my head high. Lama? Ki rak kasher adam yodea, shamachu shiyeshal dahenu ha'atzlocha uchidome, nesuna lo me'ashem yisparach b'chased, ve'eno shayeches lo klal, rak az huroi lishtamish v'malchus zu. Because Rabbi say, the same way when I get a bracha, I have to recognize that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what, now why? Why is God giving me the kingdom? Why is he giving me the keys to the palace? Why is he giving me bracha? Because he wants me to accomplish something with it. Rabbi say, it's the same thing when we fail. It's going to sound like a strange statement, but failure and success are the same exact life dynamics. Both represent states of being where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me certain circumstances because he's trying to point me in a particular direction and trying to facilitate my future growth. They are these two sides of the same coin. The difference is, in the realm of success, it's much easier to actualize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In the realm of failure, it becomes much more challenging. But it is the same exact thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me circumstances in order for me to go ahead and grow, to recognize either, again, qualities I have to amplify, deficiencies I have to remedy, all in an effort to allow me to fulfill my ultimate shlichus in this world. And my job is to pick up on the messages. The challenge of success is the challenge of forgetting God. The challenge of failure, I will say, is the challenge of forgetting God. Because in both of those circumstances, I can get so caught up with myself that I forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dispatching to me some type of profound life message. He goes on, Kirak Zu, second paragraph, Safhei, Kirak Zu HaOchocha, Kirak Zu HaOchocha, Imzocha L'Simcha Mitis. Because I want to say, ultimately, again, how we deal with failure is the ultimate listener's test as to whether or not we've reached the true level of Simcha. Ki HaSimcha HaMitis, Enena Teluya B'Klum. We'll say real simcha, this is actually a very profound statement. Real simcha is not dependent or anchored in anything. Mi sheyesh lo simcha mitis, whoever possesses real simcha, ein zem etnei sheyesh lo eiz adavar, elo hu simcha lelo shum siba. Right, we'll say, so this is actually a very enigmatic statement. Real simcha is not rooted in anything. Real simcha ultimately, again, means the ability to be with simcha even without a reason. What does that mean? So let's remember, again, what the Mechaber is teaching us. The definition of simcha is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever, ultimately, again, I see a manifestation of that relationship, by definition, I am b'simcha. So when I'm succeeding, I see the Ribbono Shel Olam in my life through my successes. But I will say, the chiddush that we have to remember is, and when I fail, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life through the failures. Through the failures. Because the failures are also orchestrated by God. The failures are also choreographed by God. And at the end of the day, those failures are there to teach me something about me. That's the simcha. We'll say simcha in life means a happiness that is derived from a relationship with the King. A happiness that is derived from a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reality is what we're beginning to learn is that whether I'm succeeding or whether I'm failing, there is a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is a relationship that is there. I just have to find the courage and the strength to be able to see it. Im hu yodea shu b'no shamalech v'rak mikoach aviv hamalech hu molechato dainu shu b'secha kol basa v'dam v'sheitzara shochem v'kirbo v'oriva b'chol rega v'rega l'apila b'shuso v'obuli hamalech inu yochol l'iskaber alav azai kashru matzliach l'iskaber alav. I'm just going to read these few lines. Who Yodesh is Emma Isa Shem Mechasto Brachma Valov, Vumoda Kach Ma'od Ma'od, the Kash. So we'll say, when I succeed, I know that I'm the son of the King, and therefore the King, my father, is vesting me with the abilities to succeed. And when I fail, the Kasher Eno Matzliach, Shemin Amalucha, who Eno Roe Beze Ezen Afila Rak Chazor Lamatzaf Hamiti Shalom. Ben Adam Bayitzarim Raim, Balanuch Yosu Balach Zarios. And I will say, when I fail, number one, it is a humbling experience. Because I will say, we have to remember something very important. We are human beings. We are human beings. And it is very important to embrace our humanity. We are frail. We are fickle. We fall. We fail. That is the nature of our humanity. And when we pretend that it's not that way, when we pretend that somehow, again, we have no base desires, no base wants, we're more angelic than man, then at the end of the day, we set ourselves up for abysmal failure. We have to recognize that. So when we fail, that is a confirmation of our humanity. But again, even when we fail, the King, our Father, is still telling us, I'm here with you. What's the message you're going to learn? What's the takeaway that you're going to absorb within you? What is it that you're going to use to use this? How are you going to use this situation to teach you about yourself? And ultimately, again, to grow as an individual, thereby maintaining your state of simcha. I will say, we'll have to stop over here. I'll pick up Mirz Hashem, bottom of Saf Dalid, Saf Hey, Mirz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach. On Monday, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, so Mirz Hashem will resume on Monday. Thank you.